Good morning, all. We started speaking yesterday about the notion of makeup tefillos, tashlumin is the term that we used to refer to them. And the question is, how much time do I have to make up for a tefillah? So let's say a person misses a mincha, so they make it up at the next marav. But let's say they forgot to make it up at that next marav, or let's say they missed a few, you know, they missed mincha, marav, shachar, so they missed like five tefillos in a row for whatever reason. So can they make up all five of them? And, you know, the poskim talk about the situation where a person might have been in prison or in a coma. There's so many different possible things that a person might be missing davening for. And so if they're missing it for an extended period of time, they miss multiple tefillos. Can you make up all of them? Can you make up 300 tefillos? It would be a very, very long day of davening to make up all of the Shmona Esrei's that you've missed. And so the answer is that no, you can't make up all 500 or 300 or whatever, even all two of them. You can only make up one. So if you miss a mincha, so you can make it up at marav. And you really only have the opportunity to make it up at that marav. But once you miss that opportunity to make it up, you don't get a second, you don't get a third chance, I should say. And so that's how that would work. The other question that comes into play is, let's say a person misses, this is a good example, this afternoon, let's say a person would miss mincha, so you would make it up at marav. The problem is that the marav that you would make it up during is, of course, a different Shmona Esrei. It's the Shabbos Shmona Esrei, and not the weekday Shmona Esrei. And so the poskim talk about the fact that even though you missed a weekday davening, you would actually make it up with a second Shabbos Shmona Esrei. And the reason why is because the notion of making it up is about repeating, basically, the Shmona Esrei of the time that you are in right now. So even though you missed a weekday davening, you would say a second Shabbos, second Friday night davening, to make up for the weekday davening that you missed. And finally, there is a concern of, let's say someone misses a Mariv, and then the next morning they're asked to daven Shacharis, and so they have to make up their Mariv. So how do they do that? And so the poskim talk about the fact that you can actually use the Chazaras HaShatz, the repetition, to count as your second Shmona Esrei in that case. And with that, we conclude with the Rabbis.